talk about our 5 minute fruit, I want to go into this one here, which is gentleness. Gentleness. So often in our lives, we think that those who are the boldest and the most angry and the most arrogant are the ones that deserve the most praise. Gentleness is the opposite of our society. Look in our political realm. Whatever side you're on, you want to pick somebody who is going to be big, bad, and tough and stand up and not be afraid to sling mud back at the other side. That's who you... The gentle people don't win elections. If they did, who we have in power in our country on both sides of the aisle wouldn't be who's there now. Gentleness is something that so many people have lost. Even in the Christian realm, those who can be the most arrogant, selfish, self-centered, we often look at and go, wow, we use this word out of context, he's bold. Sometimes he's just arrogant. Sometimes he doesn't know how to be gentle. Those that are in Christ, yes, we're going to speak truth. Yes, I'm at a place where I believe that the cross is how people get to heaven. I believe there's no other salvation given outside of Jesus Christ. That for God to love the world, he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever believes in him shouldn't perish. I believe Jesus is the only way to heaven. I can say that, though, with a calmness and a presence about me, and I can have a gentle conversation with somebody. I think in John chapter number 4, there's a story of many of you have heard of it, like a woman at the well. Jesus goes to a town that Jewish people did not go to, Samaria, and he meets this woman at the well. Now, when I say meets her, it was a divine appointment. It wasn't like it just magically just happened and he's walking through. No, he knew where he needed to go. He knew what he needed to do. His disciples, he sends them on their way. He goes and he talks to this woman one-on-one. Now, Jesus is a man talking to a woman. And at these times, and you'd even see if you were to read John chapter number 4, you would find that the wording here, and even when Jesus walks up, the disciples at the end are marveled. He's talking to this lady, but what you'll find oftentimes, I think, gets taken out of a little bit of context here, is Jesus says to her at one point, he says, "Go call your husband and come here." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying I have no husband, for you have had 5 husbands, and the one that you're with now is not your true husband." Now, in Bible times, the divorcement would come from the man and not the woman. Oftentimes, there was different rules on divorce, too, and there was even some populations, sadly, above all else, who, if a man did not want a woman in his life for whatever reason, could just toss her aside, literally toss her out, and he would not have to give her the writing of divorcement to release her. And so the fact that this woman had what she had with the 5 husbands, what I believe would show is that this, she's lived a life of abuse by those around her. And here this Savior is, Jesus, and he comes to her, and he's gently talking to her, and he's letting her know, I know your situation. I know what you've been through. I know the amount of abuse by those around you. But I am here to let you know that there's going to come a time, as they're talking about different things back and forth, there's going to come that time, he says, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. The woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. Then the disciples came back, and they marveled that he was talking with a woman, but no one said, who do you seek, or why are you talking with her? So the woman left her water jar and went away into town and said to the people, come and see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ? This woman here goes from just a conversation with Jesus, what I believe to be showing his true gentleness and interaction of sitting down with her, time of the day, And after that experience with Christ, she's going in now telling everyone about this man that she has met without apology, knowing that she's somebody who is now accepted, whole, to share the good news of God's grace that has just been imparted to her. I want you to understand something in your life. Your best experiences have come at the hands of somebody who has been gentle enough to share with you truths in love. I remember as I close out with this, I remember when I was just, and this is nothing compared to the story I just shared, but when I was a teenager, my parents sent me to camp, and I knew nothing about God, nothing about anything. It was church camp. And I'll never forget the last night, one of the last nights of church camp, somebody was preaching from Revelation. Now, Revelation is the last book in the Bible, if you may not know that. I did not know that. That's okay. I didn't know it. And I'll never forget, I would always, whenever somebody would say it's somewhere in Scripture, I would do one of two things. I would either start this way or I would start this way. Well, it just so happened that night I started at the beginning to go all the way to the back of the book. And I'll never forget, a young man next to me saw me searching for Revelation at a church camp somewhere, who knows where, in the, you know, middle of the Bible. And instead of kind of smirking or whatever, he leaned over gently and he just said to me, he said, "Hey man, it's the last book." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." And it wasn't condescending. It was just a gentle person saying, and I thought, you know, man, that was just so different than what the world that I'm used to, right? And in your life, those that have been gentle with you, you take home and you take hold. You also remember those who weren't gentle. And that's still deep down too. And oftentimes in our lives, we need to learn to be gentle. Because listen, as followers of Jesus, we cannot forget this. There's so much instruction how to act and do. Because what we do, it matters. How we take this word, it matters. How you act towards other people, you matter. You're going to make a difference in somebody's life. It's going to happen more than anything being gentle. Please, I beg of you, friend, be somebody who is gentle today. Say, "I am going to, when people come my way, bring me things, I'm going to respond with gentleness."